The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Welcome back inside the MDN studio. Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, online at WTK.com. A message from our friends at Lewis Jewelers, where Ann Arbor gets engaged and where the rest of us get our jewelry. I walk around every day with a ring, my wedding band made by Lewis specifically for me. And when I wear my citizen watch, that is from Lewis Jewelers as well. My wife wears two or three things I got her at Lewis on any given day: her engagement ring, her wedding band, and her sporting Movado watch, all from Lewis Jewelers, your diamond store. Open Monday through Saturday. There is no pressure. The Lewis team does not work on commission. They get you what you want. They get you what you need and nothing more. And then once you have your products from Lewis, they take care of them as well, whether it's watch batteries, watch bands, shining up those rings that you wear on a daily basis. Lewis Jewelers get you what you need, and they take care of it for you as well. Give them a call at 734-994-5111. Visit them at 2000 West Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor, and they are always online at lewisjewelers.com. Lewis Jewelers, proud supporter of Michigan athletics. Now let's go to yesterday's conversation, The Miz on The Huge Show.
Matt Missler called the Michigan baseball games, some of them, if not most of them, this year on our affiliate AM 1050 WTKA in the Ann Arbor, Detroit area. He's standing by live on the Metro Health University of Michigan Health guest line. Matt, welcome in.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Happy Thursday to you.
All right, happy Thursday to you. And in following this Michigan baseball team this year, at what point, Matt, did you say, you know what, they could end up doing something special?
You know, I would say it probably would have come during the week of the Indiana State series that Michigan had. You know, Indiana State at the time was a top RPI ranked team. Michigan kind of had some. They were coming off of a weekend against Minnesota, where they took two out of three from the Golden Gophers, and looking to get work their way back up in the RPI. They lost their first game in the extra innings, but was able to bounce back in a shortened game the following night, and that definitely boosted things up. And the only thing that, you know, really kind of followed up was a real bad road trip down to Ohio State, where they only took one of the three, but they were able to bounce back and start to work their way back up. But, I mean, that was really about it. I mean, when you look at the way Michigan had played from top to bottom, really a lot of it came down to just the tenacity that this entire team had had, for, you know, from, you know, the top and bottom of the batting order all the way to the weekend rotation that Michigan has had as well.
You know, you look at this Michigan baseball team, and I hear you talk about earlier in the season where, you know, a lot of eyes, ears, and media attention wasn't there for Michigan baseball, but the way they battled back after that crushing 7-run ninth Creighton put on them, and they won the regional, and then you look at what was a roller coaster ride, like they were playing at Disneyland against UCLA, where that game two was god awful. It was like Bad News Bears were saying, thank God somebody played worse than us, and then they lose it. But then they come right back against a team that hadn't lost what? More than two games in 12 weeks or something in UCLA, and they take care of business. So at least for the media and fans, just seeing this Michigan baseball team, they showed a lot out west to get to Omaha.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, early on in the season, Michigan had a really great tournament test out there in California. It was the Dodger Stadium Classic, where they took on UCLA earlier on, and they were able to come out victorious in that one. They fell to USC and Oklahoma State. But Michigan had already, you know, when they knew they were playing UCLA for the Super Regional, you could kind of assume that they knew, they kind of had an inside look at the scouting report, what UCLA was bringing to the table, and they knew what they had to do. They shown what they did up in Corvallis in the Oregon State Regional. And really their big thing is just making sure that they kept their, you know, they kept their composure and they kept their errors to a minimum. And they were able to do that in the first game and in the Super Regional deciding game last Sunday.
And that second game, I was like expecting an error on every play. It was like, hey, you know, I'm going back to my Southwest Little League days, thinking, you know what, I played that type of baseball when I was 11 and 12, but they fought through it. You can feel, and I've seen this like when the Giants won it all and they swept the Tigers, or when the Royals won it all and they beat the Giants. You can look in a dugout via TV. You don't have to be there at the stadium. And you can see when there's team chemistry. You can feel it.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you can kind of even back up to the that loss against Creighton where they blew that ninth inning lead in the top of the ninth to the Blue Jays. And, you know, our morning show, the Michigan Insider, has Coach Bakich on every Tuesday. And one of the things that was asked was, you know, what exactly was said in the locker room, in the dressing room, after conclusion of that. It was a big look at each other and say, do we want this? And you know, they came out in that Monday game and put a 17 spot on the Blue Jays to advance to UCLA. And ever since then, you could tell that there's just been a turn of the guard in the dugout. Everyone is having fun. Everyone is, you know, joking around with each other. I mean, if you watched any of the Big Ten tournament as well, over in Omaha, there was a lot of that happening even during the first game against Nebraska as well.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Matt Missler is the radio voice of Michigan baseball. He's joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Matt had other commitments planning ahead, probably wasn't planning on Michigan making it to Omaha. Brian Bosch will be out in Omaha calling the games. Brian will join us later this hour. Matt joining us from Ann Arbor. Their starting pitching is phenomenal, and that's why when they got out of Corvallis and the announcers were even talking about it, I said, you know, they'll be in that series against UCLA, and it turned out to be a tight three-game series. But the question is now, when you get back into that double elimination format, you know, Michigan's going to have to do everything they can to stay in that winner's bracket, because I'm not sure about that bullpen. Love their starters. Love their 1-9 lineup. Brewer, I think, is a future major leaguer. Kaufman and Henry will pitch in the big leagues, but you know, nothing personally, and I don't need to list names, but the bullpen, even UCLA holding on, and I know they got it done, but they need to stay on the winner's side of that College World Series bracket.
Yeah, I that's something that has been a bit of an issue. I mean, you can even look at how things are at the pros, you know, the way the Tigers have been, you know, for quite a while, Bill. You know, where the starter, you know, back in the day when JV would have a good outing and next thing you know, try to put the ball in the hands of the bullpen, and well, now you're looking at trying to put the rally cap on as a fan to hope that you can salvage a win out of it. But in terms of the bullpen for Michigan, you know, you're looking at, you know, some guys have got it, some guys don't have it on certain days. And what's great about this format now is that if for some reason you've got you know, a weekday guy, the weekday starters that Michigan has had, from Isaiah Page to Walker Cleveland, Angelo Smith has made some appearances and had some starts during the midweek games that Michigan's had during the season. They're going to get an opportunity to come in and, you know, in case of, you know, either, you know, Carl Kaufman or Jeff Criswell, or if for some reason Tommy Henry has some difficulties in their contest, you know, you can always call on the bullpen, and these guys that can be considered long relievers at this point, they can come in and try to kill some, innings out, and you can kind of hope that you can rely on your bats.
Coach Bakich, when you look at the progress of this team, not just in season, but building that baseball culture, or culture, rebuilding it, and getting to this point now where they have a shot at a national championship out in Omaha. From a managerial perspective, when you look at Coach Bakich and what he's done, I love how we call them coaches in baseball, but we call them managers in the big leagues. What is it about what he's done on the field, off the field, to build that Michigan baseball culture?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I'm not 100% sure what he's done. He's obviously changed things up, internally, where he's been able to find the right assistants to help him out. Obviously, Chris Fetter has definitely done a phenomenal job as a pitching coach for the Wolverines, and you've got two pitchers that got drafted in the third round of the major leagues about a few days ago. So it's not like that, they're sluffs or whatnot. But I would say it really he's kind of let the players, kind of do their thing. They've been able to let them go out there, pitch their pitches, allow them to find the right hitting. But on top of that, too, he's been able to instill a little bit of a little aggression. I mean, we've seen that a lot with the running on the base pads, especially that triple that slipping on the name right now, that they had in the top of the ninth inning in that game deciding contest with UCLA, where typically you would think maybe they would hold a base runner up at second. He's one of those guys, like, you know what? We're going to try to get this run across. We're going to try to make it a little bit easier for us. And, that's what Eric Bagley has been able to do. He's done a stellar job as the coach for the Wolverines since he's come in to Ann Arbor.
Matt Missler, radio voice of Michigan baseball during the regular season for our affiliate AM 1050 WTKA in the Ann Arbor, Detroit area, joining us on the Metro Health University of Michigan Health Guest Line. So, looking at the field, looking at the bracket, Matt, before I let you go, Michigan versus Texas Tech on Saturday at 2 p.m. in Omaha, Florida State, Arkansas, Louisville, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, Auburn, almost an SEC-like tournament. Michigan's best chance to win it all. I know the dream would be you cruise right through the winner's bracket and you get to the championship series, best of three, started on Monday, June 24th, but what are you thinking this team does, this Michigan baseball squad out in Omaha?
As someone that has watched this team from their first game against Binghamton, I should say, all the way through the Big Ten tournament, all the way into the NCAA tournament now, I always hope for the best. I always hope that Michigan can go in there. And, there's something that our new basketball coach would say, and that's shock the world. And what better time to do it than now? This Saturday, though, I'll tell you what, Bill, this is going to be a tough opponent. Michigan has seen Texas Tech three times, lost all three times. They got outscored 29-10 in those three games down in Lubbock, Texas. But here's the big thing about postseason ball. It's a completely different season. You start out 0-0 just like any other team. So it's a great neutral site for the Wolverines since they were just over in Omaha less than a month ago for the Big Ten tournament. So Michigan knows what this ballpark has. Texas Tech has, I don't think they've played there this season. So a little leg up here. For Michigan to beat Texas Tech, though, Bill, I'll say this. They have got to play darn near flawless ball Saturday at 2 o'clock. If there's any major issues, Texas Tech will take advantage of it. They took advantage of it against Oklahoma State in the Supers this past weekend. And if Michigan does the same thing where they kind of falter a little bit, we'll be looking at a game at 2 o'clock on Monday against who knows, either Arkansas or Florida State. But I want to look on the positive and say Michigan can pull off this victory against Texas Tech. If they can continue on, hey, it's just gravy, baby.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the bracket, and they don't want to get in the loser's bracket and play the loser of Florida State, Arkansas. You don't want to be two and done. No, you need to win that opener, and I agree with you. I watched some of Texas Tech, Oklahoma State when I was bouncing around the channels, and they got a loaded hitting lineup. And like you mentioned, 29-10, they outscored them in three games earlier this year down in Lubbock, but they're out in Omaha for the Big Ten tournament, and maybe they had dreams of going back, and they are back in Omaha. Matt Missler, voice of Michigan baseball. Matt, thanks for the background on this, not Cinderella season, but just a great baseball campaign in progress by Michigan baseball. We'll talk soon. Hopefully next week we're talking about Michigan in the winner's bracket.
Brother, man, I appreciate the time, and thank you very much. And for everyone listening, go Blue. Enjoy this ride.
All right, thank you, Matt Misler.
That was Matt Misler, our very own, The Miz, joining a huge show yesterday across the network here. And so you heard it right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK later on in the day. And so happy for Miz, did a great job, as I can't get my phone to turn off. Step aside, take a break. We're going to get to the recruiting roundup. We have the parents of Roman Wilson giving an update. We heard from Roman on Wednesday, and now here's Sam Webb with Roman Wilson's parents. We'll get to that on this side of the break. This is the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.